Today we're building a warehouse-scale atmosphere system in Ableton Live 12 for heavyweight sub-impact and that cold old-school jungle energy. The big idea here is simple. The sub does not feel huge because you just crank it louder. It feels huge because everything around it is controlled. We're going to create contrast, depth, and movement so the low end lands like it belongs in an empty concrete loading bay at 2 a.m. Think distant metal, broken fluorescent hum, ghosted brakes, grime, and a bass that feels physically anchored. This approach is especially powerful in drum and bass because atmosphere is not just decoration. It becomes part of the arrangement. It helps the intro set the location. The pre-drop build tension, the drop stay alive without getting crowded, and the outro stay DJ-friendly. So let's build this like a proper record, not just a loop. First, set up your workspace. Create two audio tracks. Name one WH Atmos resample and the other WH Atmos print. Route the print track so it receives audio from the resample track. That way, you can capture multiple passes and make choices fast. On the resample track, start with a chain using stock Ableton devices. Put on hybrid reverb first. You want a small, metallic, industrial-feeling space, not a glossy hall. Keep the decay fairly short, somewhere around 0.6 to 1.8 seconds. Then add echo with a short rhythmic time like 1/8D or 1/4, low feedback, and filtering engaged so the repeats don't get too bright or too messy. After that, add roar or saturator for some grit. Keep it subtle at first. You want density and attitude, not obvious distortion. Finish with EQ8 and high pass the whole thing somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so the atmosphere stays out of the sub zone. Now feed this track with raw material. Don't start with a dreamy pad. Start with things that already belong in the world of DNB. A closed hi-hat, a reverb tail, a break fragment, a field recording, a metallic hit, a vocal chop, even a little bit of noise can become huge once it's processed and resampled. Record 8 to 16 bars of movement. The key word there is movement. You are not trying to make a static wallpaper sound. You want a living texture that feels like it was captured in a real space. Now let's build the source material itself. Create another track called Source Print. Put on something that feels like jungle DNA, a chopped amen fragment, a rimshot, shaker, ghost snare, vinyl crackle, a metal hit, or a reversed stab. The more it already feels rhythmically alive, the better. Then process it with drum bus, auto filter, redux, and maybe gate if you want the texture to pulse or chop. With drum bus, keep the drive moderate. You just want some bite and physicality. Auto filter can be automated so the source moves between a few hundred hertz and several kilohertz. That movement is important, because atmosphere in DNB should feel like it's breathing with the groove. Redux can add a little grain and roughness. Then resample that into your Atmos resample track. This is a huge concept in drum and bass. Ambience with percussion embedded inside it moves like part of the rhythm. That's why it feels glued to the break and bass instead of floating on top of them. Next, let's create a warehouse impact element. On a new MIDI track, use Operator or Wave Editable to design a short one-shot hit. Start with a sine or triangle bass. Add a very quick downward pitch envelope for punch. You can drop it by 12 to 24 semitones very briefly. Add a bit of noise or high-frequency content for air. Then shape it with a fast attack, short decay, and almost no sustain. After that, process it with saturator or roar, then corpus for metallic resonance. Use corpus lightly, because you want industrial character, not a giant obvious clang. Add a short reverb, with a low pre-delay and a decay under about 1.5 seconds. Then bounce or resample that audio. Try reversing some versions too. A reversed impact before a snare or before a drop can sound like a warehouse door sucking open. That's exactly the kind of tension we want. Now for the sub-impact layer. Create a separate bass impact sound using Operator. Keep it as a sine wave for stability. Use a short note length, and give it a pitch drop or an attack transient so it hits with authority. If you want more impact, make the envelope shorter. If you want more rumble, lengthen it a little. Then process it with saturator or roar so it translates on smaller speakers. If the harmonics get too fizzy, tame them with EQ8. Use utility if you need to keep the bass centered and mono below about 120 Hz. Then resample the result. This matters because printing the sub makes you commit to a transient shape. That is often what separates a generic low note from a sub impact that feels like part of the track. Now let's shape the atmosphere so it behaves inside the mix. Take the resampled atmosphere audio and place it on an Atmos loop track. Add EQ8 and high pass it aggressively if needed, usually somewhere between 150 and 250 Hz. Then add gentle sidechain compression from the kick or drum bus. Keep it subtle, maybe only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. The goal is just to make space, not make the atmosphere vanish. You can also use gate or volume automation to create rhythmic ducking. This is very effective in DNB because the ambience will breathe with the drum pattern instead of sitting flat on top of it. If the atmosphere is widening the mix too much, reduce its width with utility in sections where mono focus matters. This is one of the most important mix ideas here. Think in distance layers. One layer should feel close and dry, one mid-distance with controlled slap, and one far back haze. If everything is equally wet, the whole mix collapses into mush. Now let's make the arrangement move. Automate the atmosphere filter cutoff through the tune. In the intro, let it feel more open and spacious. In the pre-drop, darken it and narrow it so tension builds. In the drop, pull some highs back so the hats and Reese harmonics have room. Then in a switch up, open it again for a fresh reveal. That way, the atmosphere becomes an arrangement tool, not just a loop. Now think about call and response between the bass and the warehouse layer. Try an 8-bar phrase where the sub and drums carry the first bars, then a metallic hit appears, then a ghost break or reverse wash pulls into the snare, then the Reese opens up, then a low rumble swells, and finally an impact or tape stop style transition pushes you into the next section. Use clip envelopes to automate filter cutoff, pan, reverb send, and even warp movement if you're warping ambience creatively. In old school jungle, the atmosphere can speak on the offbeat sent between snares. In darker rollers, it can stay more restrained and mechanical. In euro-leaning sections, it can move in tighter, more controlled increments. Now let's talk about resampling as a creative workflow, not just a technical step. Once your atmosphere bed works, print it in three different versions. Make an intro version with more width, more reverb, and less transient. Make a drop version that is drier, more filtered, and more rhythmic. Make a switch version with extra distortion or reverse tails for tension. Then chop those printed audios into 1-bar and 2-bar chunks. Reverse a tail before a snare. Slice a 2-bar ambience into half-bar callouts. Pitch one version down a few semitones for weight. Pitch another version up for air. This is the advanced mindset. You're not just making atmosphere, you're mining atmosphere for arrangement material. Now build your transition impact chain. Make a dedicated transition impact track or return. Put on auto filter with resonance automation, echo with feedback that can rise and fall, reverb for long tails when needed, saturator or roar before the reverb for harmonics, and utility to automate gain dips before the hit. For a 1-bar drop transition, close the filter over the first half, bring up the tail in the second half, place the sub-impact on the last beat or last eighth, and cut everything hard on the one. That gives you the feeling of warehouse doors opening wide, which makes the drop land much harder. Now mix it properly. Solo the drum bus, bass bus, and atmosphere together. Make sure the kick and snare read clearly first. The sub should sit centered and controlled. The atmosphere should fill the upper, low, mid, and high areas without clouding the bass. Check for trouble around 250 to 500 Hz if the mix gets boxy, and around 2.5 to 6 kHz if the industrial texture is stealing the snare crack. If the bass feels smaller when the atmosphere enters, you've probably introduced too much low mid fog or masked the drum attack. That's the big warning sign. A good rule is this: if the atmosphere sounds amazing in solo but weakens the drop, it's too busy. The goal is for it to feel powerful partly because some of it is implied rather than fully exposed. Finally, arrange it like a proper DNB track. Use the intro to establish the warehouse world. Use the build to increase movement and density. Use the drop to strip things back to the essential layer. Use a 1-bar reverse wash or fill to refresh the energy mid-drop. Then introduce a new printed version of the atmosphere in the second drop so the tune evolves. In an old-school or jungle context, that might mean an 8-bar intro of vinyl hiss, chopped break ghosts, and metallic tails, followed by a direct rolling drop where the amen and sub lock in. In a darker roller, it might be more restrained and spacious. Either way, the atmosphere is framing the groove and telling the listener where they are. Quick coaching reminder: print decisions early. Don't endlessly tweak a texture in solo. Resample it, audition it against the drums and bass, and choose the version that leaves the groove most readable. Also, keep the drums owning the transient zone. If your ambience has a sharp attack, soften it so the kick and snare can make the first impression. If you want to practice this right now, build one tight 8-bar warehouse phrase. Use a break fragment or noise as your source. Process it with EQ, saturator or roar, and hybrid reverb. Then resample it. Chop it into an intro bed, a build layer, and a transition hit. Add a simple operator sign sub hit, resample that too, and arrange a mini section with atmosphere only, then break ghosts, then sub impact and reverse tail. Check it in mono and clean out any low mid clutter. If you do it right, the result won't just sound atmospheric, it'll sound like a place. And when the sub hits inside that place, it'll feel massive.